In Hilchas Shabbos, they have a siman in Shulchan Aruch about Zman Hadlokas Haneris. So the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef Kare writes in the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that it's a mitzvah of the Hosev Mechol Al HaKodesh. Why does it say Yesh Omrim? So they explain why, because it's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. Tosfos Shita is based on the Gemara, the Bavli, that's what it says in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. The Gemara says there is a din masif and mechol al kodesh on Shabbos, on Yontav, Ashnas Hashmita. You should add on to the Shnas Hashmita any time that has a kedusha. The whole year Shnas Hashmita has kedusha. There's a kedusha Sa'aretz and kedusha Perishvis and the kedusha of Shnas Hashmita. So there's a din masif and mechol al kodesh. The Gemara has a machlokes. What is the mocker for this din? So Tosefes Shmita. Masif Mechol Al HaKodesh on Shnas HaShmita is based on a halachon Moshe Messina Esenetius. If you have 10 young saplings that are planted within a certain distance to each other, if you're not going to do Melocha on Erev Shmita, they're going to get ruined. So because of Hefzid, the halachon Moshe Messina says you're allowed to violate the din of Tosefes Shviz. So that's the halachon Moshe Messina has two parts. There's a rule and an exception to the rule. The rule is Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh Tosefes Shviz, and then an exception to the rule, if it's Esenetius, then it's Mutar. So either that's the marker from Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh, from the Halacha Moshe Messina of Tosefes Shviz, or the Pasuk in Chumash that says that on Yom Kippur we should fast. It says, B'tisha L'Chodesh Bo'erev, Me'erev Ad Erev, Tish B'su Shabbatchem. What do you mean, Tisha L'Chodesh Bo'erev? Yom Kippur is on the 10th, it's not on the 9th. So that means late in the afternoon, on the 9th. You could have interpreted the night following the 9th, but that's Leil Asiri. Why is it called Tisha L'Chodesh? Tisha L'Chodesh sounds like Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh. Either it's based on a Pasuk, and then you go to Mamatzina from Yom Kippur to all the Zmanim that are Mekudoshim, or it's based on a Halacha Moshe Messinai of Tosefes Shviz, and again you learn, you extend it with Mamatzina. Mamatzina is one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bam. It's a question, which one of the Midrash is it? The Siddur. The Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bam Mamatzina is not mentioned there. So that's a machloikis. The Prima Godim has a little sefer where he talks about a lot of Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bam. He quotes a machloikis Achrayim, whether the Midrash Mamatzina is part of Binyanav or it's part of Kal V'Chaimer. Kal V'Chaimer means if the din is so over here, certainly so in the other case. So Kal V'Chaimer is a Mamatzina with icing on top of the cake. But basically it's Mamatzina. And Binyarav means when the Chumash was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the same person, a being, not a person, not a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the whole Chumash in the same style of Hebrew. It wasn't written by two different people. The whole thing was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the word that appears in a few places always has the same connotation. So just like the words are have the same meaning, so all the dinim blend in to make one big system, one big mosaic, one pattern. That's the Tosefta has called a Tarakula in Yenecha. Like it says by Atzei Shita Momdim, by the Mishkan, the Karshe HaMishkan had to be standing the way it grows from the ground. So from there you learn out that when you hold the Esrog and the Lulav, it has to be Kedar Kedilos. You assume all the dinim fit into one big pattern. So that's Mamatzina. So either it's a Mamatzina from Tosefes Shviz, which is Halacha Moshe Messinai, or it's a Mamatzina from Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The Rambam is against the Bavli. Every so often there's a problematic Rambam. The Rambam is against the Bavli. He must have had some other source. He only writes Masif Mechol Al HaKodesh on Yom Kippur. Before and after you have to have Tosefes. He never says a word on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Omrim, that the Balei HaTosfos say that the Machab is recommending you should be Moshe because it's a problematic Rambam. Rambam is against the Gemara. What does the Rambam hold? That there's never any Tosefes Shviz. So there's an encyclopedia that was printed about 100 years ago, the Steich Emet. It's written Shin Dalet Yud. Looks like Shakai, Shem Hashem. So that complains why he wrote Shem Hashem. And then, so when he did the second printing, he had to put Nekudas in Hashvoa under the Shin. Shouldn't think that it's Shem Hashem Shakai. So in the Steich Emet, it's a Likud of Achrayim. So the Seich Emet quotes three opinions. What did the Rambam mean over here? On Yom Kippur, there's a chiyuv min haTorah to be moisav lefanel l'achreah lefanel l'achrov, but on every other Shabbos and Yontif, it's optional. If you're moisav, it'll be chal min haTorah, but you're not mechuyiv to. Other Achronim say, no, it's not chal min haTorah, it's only chal min haRabban. According to the Rambam, others say it's not even chal min haRabban, it's nothing but nothing. There is no such thing as Tosefes Kedusha outside of Yom Kippur. It's only on Yom Kippur. It doesn't apply the rest of the year. The question is, the Gemara says in Masechus Brachos on Daf Chavav Chav Zayin, that Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos is Machlokes HaTanoim. When is the latest time to daven Mincha, and when is the earliest time to daven Ma'ariv? Whenever this Ma'am Mincha ends, then this Ma'am Ma'ariv begins. So Rav Yehuda is of the opinion you have to daven Mincha every day before Plaga Mincha. There's Mincha Gdola, Mincha Gdola. Mincha Gdola is a half an hour after Chatzos. So every day you have to figure out when is Chatzos. And half an hour after that is called Mincha Gdola. That's the earliest you can do Mincha. How do you calculate a half an hour? It means it's always 30 minutes, summer and winter, as that shows Mania, so that's a Machlaikas. So we usually go to Chumer in both directions. So you shouldn't have Mincha before Mincha Gdola. Mincha Gdola is a half an hour after Chatzos. We usually assume every day Chatzos changes, depending on when sunrise and sunset is. But Moshe Feinstein had an opinion that whenever Chatzos is, the day of the equinox, all year long, that's called Chatzos. Based on a Rashi in Erevin. And every time they would explain to Rav Moshe that that's not what Rashi said, he would agree, and then a month later he would go back again to his son, Rav David Feinstein, said, some people have chronic sickness and they just can't heal it. Says the father has this bug in his head. That the Chatzos is the same all year long, and every time he explains it to me, he agrees, then he goes back again. And it's Shubis, he explains the Rashi in Erevin. But we usually don't assume like that. We usually assume that has not been accepted. We usually assume every day Chatzos is different, whenever, midway between Zrich and Shkiyah is Chatzos. So half an hour after Chatzos is Mincha Gedola. But more correct is you shouldn't daven Mincha before Mincha Ktana. And the European yeshivas and Litvish yeshivas used to daven every day Mincha Gedola, used to daven early, because they didn't want to be mafsik in the middle of the afternoon seder. So they felt that that's enough of a tzorech to daven Mincha Gedola. But really, more correct is you should daven Mincha Ktana. What is Mincha Ktana? The Mincha Ktana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. So plag ha-mincha is half of that, an hour and a quarter, so half of 2.5. What is mincha gedola correspond to? And the Beis HaMikdosh, it took an hour to be makriv the Tamash al Bein Arbaim, and you can't bring any other karbonos after Tamash al Bein Arbaim. So they always used to bring the Tamash al Bein Arbaim, it took an hour, 2.5 hours after Chatzos. And so there were 2.5 hours before Tom and Shabbat, 2.5 hours after, that's 5 hours, and then it took 1 hour for Akrobas, Tom and Shabbat. So that's the Tom and Shabbat was completed by Mincha Ktan. You had another 2.5 hours left to the end of the day. So that's Plaga Mincha is half of that, so an hour and a quarter. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is in the Mishnah that you can only daven mincha up until plagat mincha, an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, and after that you can already daven ma'ariv. What do you mean daven ma'ariv? Daven shmon esri ma'ariv. What about kriyashma also? So that's a machloikas on the first Mishnah, on the first daven brachas. That's machloikas Tosis in the Rosh. So Tosis assumes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only can you daven shmon esri ma'ariv, you can daven kriyashma with the brachas also, and you're yotzei. And the Rosh says, Ma pitom, how can it be? No one's going to sleep. Shach pacha. People are going to sleep, and as long as the little babies are going to sleep. But the adults are not going to sleep. So that's a big question, whether it's proper to recite. The common practice is when you daven early, in the summertime, when you mekabel Shabbos early, you daven ma'ariv after plag mincha. The common practice is that you do say kriya shma with the brachas. But the Ramah writes that the medaktikim will only say shma esrei, and they won't say Kriya Shema with the brachas then. They'll wait till later to say Balaidor, to say Kriya Shema with the brachas. So the Rishonim point out that one can be Mekabal Tosefes Shabbos. Let's say I want to be Mekabal today's Wednesday. We already said L'chun Ranadon. this morning after the Shisha Yam. So we're ready. The Gemara says the first 3 days after Shabbos is Libasa Shabbata. The Gemara says if you write a get, and it's supposed to write the Zman. There's a Takana, the Rabban, you have to write the Zman. What if they didn't write the exact date? They wrote it was after Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar. They didn't say when after Shabbos. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are called the Basu Shabbata. Or if they wrote it was before Shabbos Parshas Bahaloischa. So before Shabbos means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Mikabi Shabbata. The Balamar and Masechet Shabbos hold that's a real din. First 3 days after Shabbos, the Gemara says you can only say Havdalah till the end of Tuesday. That's Mibasu Shabbata. And the next 3 days is he's supposed to be preparing for Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's Mikami Shabbat. So the so let's say a person wants to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos on Wednesday. That's not Chal. He wants to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos after Shachris on Friday morning. Too early, not Mekabel. You can only Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. Why does that play a role? Why does Plaga Mincha play a role? Is a very strong question. The Ramban writes in one place, the Ramban didn't go like the Vilna Gaon. That all the Zmanim are from sunrise to sunset. In our yeshiva, we always calculate from sunrise to sunset. So is Man Kriya Shema, and so is Man Tefillah. So is Man Kriya Shema is after one quarter of the day, after 3 hours. So we say Shos Man Yos, going from sunrise to sunset. And so is Man Tefillah, is after 4 hours in a day, also sunrise to sunset. And Plaga Mincha, everything said by us, Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before, more than an hour and a quarter, more than an hour and 15 minutes before the sunset. The Ramban goes with the Shitas Balei HaTosfos, that it's an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, calculating the day from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim. So Plaga Mincha is always going to be after the Shkia. So it's always going to be after the Shkia. We don't follow that opinion. So the Ramban says it's around 3 minutes off from the Shkia. So that's the sun is setting then. So that's why you can only be Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, because it corresponds approximately to the Shkia. That explanation doesn't fit in by us. The sun is shining when we go home. We daven Marvin Shul, and then we go home and the sun is shining, and then we eat the whole meal, the sun is still shining. It's not approximately the Shkia. So that's the question. Why does Plaga Mincha play a role on the level of the rice? That's the question. So the... So again, the Rambam only holds the din of Masif and Mechol al HaKodesh on Yom Kippur, and most of the Rishonim hold on. So based on the Bavli, there's a din by every Shabbos, every Yontif. So the Gemara says, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, for the purpose of Kabbalah Shabbos, you should really be consistent. The Gemara says that this Machlek Zerbiyud and the Rabbanon should really be at the Yochid V'Rab Mahalochi G'Rab Mishid Paschon like the Chachamim. You can dab Mincha up until the Shkia. Then after the Shkia, you can dab Ma'irav. So the Gemara says, but Mistaba time of the Rabbi Yudah, somehow they thought they were very taken by Rabbi Yudah's argument that Plaga Mincha should play a role. I don't know why it was so Mistaba, I'm not sure. So the Gemara says, therefore, even it's an exception to the rule of Yochad V'Rab Maloch Geram. We treat it like a Sveka the Rabbanu L'Kula. Sveka Rabbanu means approximately 50-50. There's not 50-50, it's Rabbi Yudah V'Chachamim, the majority hold against Rabbi Yudah. But nonetheless, we treat it like a Sveka the Dina. So the Gemara says, the Ovid Kemar Rabbit, optional. If you want to do like Rabbi Yudah, you can follow Rabbi Yudah. You want to do the like Rabban, you can follow the Rabban. So you have to be consistent. So all year long, you want to daven Marav after Plaga Mincha, so you should do all year long. You should daven Mincha before the Plaga Mincha, and Marav after. So we usually assume that we allow a Tarta de Sasri from one day to the other. All week long, we daven Mincha up until the Shkia. And on an Erev Shabbos, an Erev Yontav, you want to be Moshe Michael al HaKodesh, so you dab Mincha before the Plaga Mincha, and you dab Marav after the Plaga Mincha. You avoid the Tarta de Sasri on the same day, but it is a Tarta de Sasri, but the other days of the week. So many communities in Europe apparently had the practice that they allowed, in order to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos early, they would allow a Tarta de Sasri even on the same day. They would have Mincha after the Plaga Mincha and Marav before the Shkia. Tarta de Sasri on the same day. That's the first Tosis in Brochas. The Rabbi Natam says like that. We allow Tarta de Sasri even on the same day, even not for the sake of Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. But that Rabbi Natam has not been accepted. For the purpose of Tosefes Shabbos, So they're different minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if the only minyan in town, you live in a little village, the only minyan in town is going to daven tied to this house, where they're going to daven mincha after plaga mincha, and ma'ariv before the shkia, so you have an option, either davening one of them b'yichidus, or davening both with the tzibur, but it's going to be tied to this house. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sefer Oilas Tomid. Morgan Abram quotes a lot from the Sefer Oilas Tomid, by Asfardi. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Oilas Tomid. It's better to daven the tie to the sasri b'tzibur than to daven one of the two tefillas b'yichidus. Ramosha Feinstein doesn't agree. Ramosha doesn't quote this Mishnah Berurah b'shem the Oilas Tomid. It just has a small tshuva. I think it's the back of one of the volumes on Choshe Mishpat. He has a section, additional tshuvas on Arachaim. So he writes, he thinks tefillah b'tzibur enhances the tefillah if the tefillah is proper. But if the tefillah is tied to the sasri, daven mincha after the shkia, mar before the daven mincha, after plaga mincha and ma'ariv, before the shkia, it's tied to the sasa on the same day. So it's better to daven one of the two b'yichidus. So that's a shaila. What is better to do? So the Gemara says, Rav told us on Shabbos be'er Shabbos. Rav had the practice. He would daven ma'ariv early. All week long, he daven mincha late up until the shkia. Daven ma'ariv b'alayla. But the Kovid Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos, he would daven mincha before the plaga, ma'ariv after plaga mincha, like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And then the Gemara has a shaila. So the Raman quotes that. So the question is, so the Gemara has a shaila. When Rav would be mekabel Shabbos early, would he say kiddush also when the sun is still shining? Would he say kiddush ala kos? He daven ma'ariv, that's kiddush betvila. Then you have to say kiddush ala yayin. So the Gemara says, yes, Toshma, that they would say Kiddush. When the sun is still shining, they would say Kiddush. If you say Kiddush, you're assuming that you say, at least you start the meal, because ain't Kiddush all about Makam Suda. You have to have the Suda in the same place. So in the summertime, they daven early on Friday afternoon. So you daven Ma'ariv and Shub, either with Kriya Shema, but the brachas, or without Kriya Shema, I'm going to say Kriya Shema later, whatever your practice is. And then you go home and you make Kiddush, and then you start eating. And then you can finish eating also before the Shkia and bench, and say, but say on your Yotze, the Suda Shabbos. So that's a machlek, his two opinions in the Tosfos on the first Mishnah in Perek Arvi Psochim. Can you be Yotze, the Suda Shabbos, during this manner of Tosefos? So the two opinions. So the Taz on Hilchas Kiddush, Leil Shabbos, Taz writes, if you're davening early and you're saying Kiddush early, so you should really save a little bit of chalatin at the end of the meal, balayla, because according to one opinion, you can't be yotzei suda. There is a din of Tosefes Shabbos, but you can't be yotzei the suda Shabbos during this man of Tosefes. So if you want to save some chalat for the end, how much chalat do you have to save to eat at the end of the meal after tzeis hakochavim? So that's the question, how much chalat do you have to eat in suda Shabbos? A lot of people, they just say hamoitz, and they have a little nibble, they have two crumbs of challah, then they eat a whole meal, and they don't say any brachas on the meat, and on the vegetables, and on the fruits, they don't say any brachas. That's a din. Whenever you say hamoitz, everything is covered, but that's by medvah mamorah. If you ate a kishir, if you ate a kazayis of bread, but if you didn't eat a kazayis, it doesn't pater anything, and you can't say birch zamazin at the end. You have to, in order to say birch zamazin, you have to have had a kazayis. So how much do you need for Suda Shabbos? Forget about how much do you need for Birchas HaMazon. And how much do you need to pata the bracha on the fruits and the vegetables and the meat? How much do you need for Suda Shabbos? So that's a three-way machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. So some say a kazayis. The Loshan HaGemara is kazayis of bread. Others say wrong. Kazayis of bread is for hamoitz, for Birchas HaMazon. For Birchas HaMazon, not to pata all the food that you're going to eat in the middle of the meal. But for Suda Shabbos, you have to have Achilas Keva. So the Gemara Sukkah says, you're permitted to eat Achilas Aroi Chutz L'Sukkah, but you're not permitted to eat Achilas Keva. How much bread is considered Achilas Aroi? So the Gemara says, up until a kibetza is considered Achilas Aroi. So that's what some say. On Shabbos, you have to have a kibetza of bread. Not enough. So if you're davening Ma'ariv early and you want to satisfy that opinion, the Taz says you want to satisfy that opinion, and Tosfos, you can begin the meal right after Kiddush and say Kiddush Ela Malkum Suda. You have to start eating right away, but you can't be Yotze the Suda during this month of Tosefes. So then you have to eat, you have to save either a kazayza bread for the end of the meal, after tzeis ha-kocham, or you save a kebetza. And more correct, the other Achanim say, no, up until and including a kebetza is called achilos aroi, that you are permitted to eat chutz l'suk. It's only called achilos keva if it's yosem kebetza. So on Leil Shabbos, on Yom Shabbos, and Yom, you want to have a suda, she really eat yosem kebetza bread. Those are the three opinions that they quote in Osir Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. How much bread do you have to have for Suda Shabbos? Kazayis kebetza, yosem kebetza. More correct is the yosem kebetza, the third sheet. Yeah. The question is, according to the Rambam, that the Poshim Shatah that we said, the Stechem, quotes the three views, and Achrenim, what does the Rambam hold? So there was one opinion, the Rambam holds that never a din of Tosefis on Shabbos Yantav, only Yom Kippur, and but if you're Moshev, then it's Chal Men Ator. Rabbi Yoni gives a moshel for that. He says, Rabbi Yoni gives a moshel, he says, starting from Shkia, Rabbi Yoni Abrachas, on the side of the rib, says, it takes 4 milin, the amount of time, a mil is either 18 minutes or 22 and a half minutes, whatever. So it takes 4 milin from the Shkia till Seis HaKochavim, and the last 3/4 of a mil are ben hashmashes. So the first 3 1/4 mil is vadayom. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, you can be moseh mechol al hakodesh in the 3 1/4 mil of time before the ben hashmashes period as much as you want. He thinks he can't be moseh mechol al hakodesh earlier than the shkia, only the first 3 1/4 mil, and as much of that as you want, you can be moseh mechol al hakodesh. And he gives a mashal, the Ma'adav Adayma, if you have a room full of tevil, so that you have a room full of the kernels of grain, so strictly speaking, for truma, how much you have to be mafrish, even chitachas, pateras is kolakri. Take one kernel of grain, there are a billion, trillion, million, zillion kernels of grain. You take a mashu, the mashu, one is good enough. But the Chachamim said that's not proper, you should really give 2%. If you want, you can give 10%, 20%, 30%, you can't give 100% truma. Because you need reishis, when you mafresh truma, it has to take off the yisr tevel on the rest. So you have to have something left over. You have to have shereh nikor. But strictly speaking, if you want to be stingy, you don't have to give the 2%. 2% is a midah beinonis, you give 1 out of 50. You want to be cheap about it, you only give 1 out of 60. You want to be benevolent, give 1 out of 40. But if a person wants to give more, he can give 3%, 4%, 20%, 50%. And then you give, after that, then you give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. So you can give, you can be Maisa Truma within a range. You can be Maisa Truma. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, there's a range here for Tosefes Shabbos. He thinks Tosefes Shabbos only, he doesn't think it begins with Plaga Mincha. He thinks in Shulchan Aruch it says you can't be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says it's from Shkia till the last 3/4 of the mil when it's Ben Hashmash. So that period of time, if you want, you can make it all Tosefes. If you want, you can make part of it Tosefes. Exactly how do you create Tosefes Shabbos? That depends on each person. How are you makabel Tosefes Shabbos? So some of the recent Svarim, some of the recent Talmid Chachamim and their Svarim, they're medayik from the Lushoinus of the Mishnah Brura. That's a very unreasonable thing. The Mishnah Berurah was not written. The Rambam wrote, you see, the Rambam wrote very painstaking, is very careful to pick exactly a lashon. The Mishnah Berurah wasn't written in such a, with such daikonis, every word counts. So it's not right to be medayik. So they made a deal on the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah that to be makabel to sefer Shabbos, you have to say b'peh. Are any makabel like kedushas hayom? Where did that come from? Why do you have to say b'peh? This is rooted in the shita that the Pashta says we don't accept. There was a shita that Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos says midin neder. That's why there was the Levush is all the opinion. The Taz quotes the Levush. During the lifetime of the Taz, the Levush was the God Lador. So the Levush is of the opinion that a current person was Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. And then he realized he didn't finish all of his work. He didn't finish preparing for Shabbos. He can make Hataras Nedarim and undo. He can back out from the Tosefes Shabbos. And if you want the 39 malachas, you can make a kabbal tesefes Shabbos on 30 and leave out the other 9. You can make a kabbal on 5 and leave out the others. You can make a kabbal some and not make a kabbal a neder, whatever you take as a neder. The Pashta said that it's not midin neder, and you can't be mater, you can't do hatars and dorim on Tosefes Shabbos, and you can't make Tosefes Shabbos lachatzoyim. Pashta says it's not like that, sir. So Soloveitchik thought, when the person abstains from malocha l'shem kedusha Shabbos, he has in mind, he's not doing malocha l'shem kedusha Shabbos. That's called Tosefes Shabbos. That's what Soloveitchik interpreted the Gemara towards the end of Masechet Shabbos, around Kuf Chof or so, Kuf Chof Aleph or something, that this week is going to be Shavuos, first day Shavuos, on Friday, then it's Shabbos. So can you be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? Can you be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos on Yom Tov? Yes, because on Yom Tov there's a heterach on Nefesh. On Shabbos there's no heterach on Nefesh. If you abstain late in the afternoon, on Friday you abstain from even Malochus of Oichal Nefesh, so that makes Tosefes Shabbos. But if it would be the reverse, Erev Yom Tov would be Shabbos. So what are you doing? You're abstaining from Malocha late in the afternoon of Shabbos to be Mekabel Yom Tov. It's still Shabbos. You're not abstaining. You didn't do anything. It's not up to you. It's not your decision. Shabbos is still Tzeis HaKachavim HaShabbos. So there's no way you can abstain from Malachas Yom Tov late in the afternoon on Shabbos to make those seven Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik interpreted that that's what it says in the Gemara. It's impossible to make Tosefes Shabbos, to make Tosefes Yom Tov, superimpose Yom Tov on top of Shabbos, because there's no Shvisim in Malacha. Everything you have to be Shabbos from Malacha, because today is Shabbos, and not being Shabbos because tomorrow is Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do Echon Nefesh late in the afternoon. I'm accepting Yom Tov and it's not Shabbos anymore, and I'm allowed to do Echon Nefesh. That's not true. That's a question. How do you make Tosefes Shabbos? Either the Peh Midin Neder, or shalom b'peh midin neder, or not at all, by doing shvisim and malachim. The question is there an amount of time, is there a minimum amount of time that you're supposed to be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? So the Gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed, the rabbis always pin the blame on the women. So the Gemara says the women, they violate Tosefes Shabbos. They'll do malocha till the end of Friday, and they don't do masif and mechol haKodesh, but we better not give them tochacha, because they're not going to listen. Butub sheyishagigim alo yehu mizid, they're not going to listen. So let them continue to do b'shagim. So Taisa says, what do you mean? They do malocha into bein hashmashes. Lo bein hashmashes, safik am safik lailo. So Taisa says, no. They know you don't do malocha on bein hashmashes. But there seems from the Gemara, there's a minimum amount of time that you're supposed to accept as Masifim Mechol HaKodesh. They don't know how much time that is, but from the Gemara, Beitz HaDaf Lama Anav, would appear there is a minimum amount of time. And if you do Melach in that time, then you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah Masifim Mechol HaKodesh. But they say they don't know how to figure out how much time that is. So, the Achreinim, quote, they had a manuscript of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on Beitz. Now it's printed already. You don't need the Achreinim's manuscript. Now the Rabbeinu Peretz on Beitza is printed. We have Rabbeinu Peretz on a few Masechtas, one of the Balei HaTosfos. So he says, the Achreinim quoted it, he says 30 minutes. 30 minutes before the Shkia is the minimum amount of time you have to be Moshe Mechol HaKadosh. Where did he get from thin air? Where's 30 minutes? So you have in Perigar V'Psochem, the Gemara talks about Somach l'mincha ktano, somach l'mincha gdoilo. You're not allowed to take a haircut, you're not allowed to start eating. Somach always means a half an hour before. Half an hour before it's sphere, so you're not allowed to eat until you tell sphere. Even though it's too early to count now, but half an hour before you have to start. So somach is always a shear of 30 minutes. So that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz has. This Tosefes Shabbos for Erev Shabbos is somach l'shabbos. Somach means within the last half hour. So Rav Soloveitchik said, where he came from in Europe, that was the practice. The women would benchlicht every Shabbos and every Yom Tov 30 minutes before the Shkia. But on Yom Kippur, they would benchlicht 60 minutes before the Shkia. He said, as a child, he was always very curious. He always used to ask questions. So he asked, why did they Moshe Mechol HaKodesh on Erev Yom Kippur a whole hour? Why 60 minutes? And every other Shabbos and Yom Tov was only 30 minutes. So the official explanation that they gave him at that time was that on Yom Kippur you have to be Masif and Mechol HaKodesh for Malacha and for Inuyim. So 30 minutes for Inuyim and 30 minutes for Malacha. He said he didn't understand what that means. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's one Kedushas Hayom that's Mechayiv in both Inuyim and Melacha. Why can't you just have 30 minutes? There's such a problematic Magid Mishnah on the side of the Rambam. Magid Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, Mosif Mechol HaKodesh is only on Yom Kippur, doesn't apply to any other Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he thinks, Magid Mishnah thinks, that according to the Rambam, you only have to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh for Inuyim on Yom Kippur, not for Melacha, only for the Inuyim. If it would be for Melacha, it should apply on every Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's only for Inuyim. And in fact, the Rambam says that the Din Mosif in on Tisha B'Av. The Mogad Avram writes, there's no din of Mosifin on Taneisim. Mosifin is on Mosifin Mechol HaLakodesh. You want to give Kedushas Hayom to Muazmanim of Chol. To be Mosifin Mechol HaLakodesh. But Tisha B'Av doesn't have any Kedushas Hayom. So the Minchas Chinuch has a comment on that Mogad Avram. He says, with all due respect, the Mogad Avram didn't notice the Pirush HaMishnah Yisrael HaRamam, the end of Maseches Tainis, where the Mishnahs talk about observance of Tisha B'Av. So the Rambam says that on Tisha B'Av it should be Mosif Tosefes, or not Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, Mosif from the Inuyim. So that's what the Magid Mishnah thinks, that on Tosefes on Yom Kippur is only for the Inuyim, not for the Melachos. Rav Soloveitchik didn't think that that made any sense. And there's a Sefer Merkevas HaMishnah on the Rambam. You have the Magid Mishnah, the Kesa Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, and the Mishnah HaMelech, because the Rambam Sefer is called Mishnah Torah. So all the Svarim, Keset Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, everything is called Mishnah. And there's the Merkevas HaMishnah. Merkevas HaMishnah, whenever there's a problematic Rambam, and the Lecha Mishnah stands on his head to give a mocker for the Rambam, where did he get it from? He was bothered with Taisa Kashahina here. Merkevas HaMishnah always has the most bland Pashup Pshat in the Rambam. So a lot of times the bland Pshat is the correct Pshat. So Rav Soloveitchik thought over here that the Merkevas HaMishnah was more correct. Kevus HaMishnah says, according to the Rambam, that there's only Tosefes on Yom Kippur, he thought that it can have only have Tosefes L'chatzon, only for Inuyim and not for Melacha. It's one Kedushas Hayom, it's Mechayiv in both. You have to have Tosef Masif Mechol HaLakodesh, both for Inuyim and for the Melacha. So according to this Rabbeinu Peretz, it should really be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbat 30 minutes before. Yeah. If you're going to be mekabel tosefes Shabbat 30 minutes before, when are you going to daven mincha? So we have a din in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to daven tefillas chol on Shabbos. The Novi Yeshaya says that Shabbos is karos of the Shabbos on Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, and it says, midah bedover shalehei dibucha shal Shabbos ki dibucha shal chol. So you're not allowed, that's how the Yerushalmi says, you're not allowed to daven tefillas chol on Shabbos. The Shalmi says, I'm a Tzoy Shabbos. Why do we say Atochan Antona in the middle of Atochanen? The first line in Atochanen, Atochan Lam Dazam Lam Lam Eshbina, that's a Shevach. Then he says, Chanenim Yitcha, Deh Bina Maska, that's a Bakosha. And starting from that line, Chanenim Yitcha, till the end of Shemeh Tvila, they're all Bakoshas. So Kozman, you didn't say Havdalah. You're not allowed to daven Tvila Schob. The first three brachas in the Shemane Esri is Shevach. That's not a problem. And the first line in Atochanen is Shevach. But starting from Chanenim Yitcha Deh Bina Maska, that's a Bakosha. So that that's the Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed to daven Tfilas Chol b'Shabbos. So that's an issue. If you want to be Machmer like this Rabbeinu Peretz, to be Mosi Mechol HaKodesh, to be Mekabel to serve Shabbos 30 minutes before the Shkin, then you can't daven Mincha then. So what do? So you should go to an earlier minyan. Go to a minyan at 1:30 or whatever. Try to daven an earlier minyan. The Kosher Glover was killed by the Nazis in the Second World War, in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was one of the survivors, and they killed him at the end. All the survivors were killed at the end. So he was the Rav in Kosher Glover before the First World War, and then the First World War destroyed the whole city Kosher Glover. He was invited when Rav Meir Shapiro was the rabbi in Lublin, and he founded the Lublin yeshiva, so he invited the Kosher Glover Goyen to be the top Rosh Yeshiva in the yeshiva. They have his picture on the library on 5A. He had a brother who survived the war. The brother donated, apparently, a major donation to YU. So the 5A floor is in memory of the Kosher Glover. So they have right on top of the elevators, they have his picture. looks like a Hasidish tzaddik. He said the highest shir in the Lublin yeshiva, and he used to give Hasidish divrei Torah. They printed a lot of his Hasidish divrei Torah. So as a collection of tshuvas, his name was Tzvi Froma. So his name, the name of his sefer is Eretz Tzvi. Not to be confused with my sefer that's called Eretz Hatzvi. His sefer is Eretz Tzvi. So several of the tshuvas that he writes are to defend the practices that the people have that seem to be against halacha. So he says he once attended a Knesia HaGadoyla. Those are the international conventions that the Aguda organizes every couple of years. And the Gera Rebbe asked him this shaila. By the Chassidim, they always daven mincha late after the shkia, even on Friday night. So he asked, if we're davening mincha after the shkia, if we can't be mekal Shabbos before you daven mincha, then you're not allowed to daven tefillas chol. So then it's already bein hashmashes. So where is that tosefet Shabbos? So he has a whole tshuva. He doesn't really come up with a good justification. He doesn't come up with a good answer. He has other tshuvas like that. He has a tshuva, how come Kohanim, how can a Kohen travel by plane? Let's say a Kohen goes from New York to California. That's 3,000 miles. How is it possible to draw a line without crossing over a cemetery? Maybe 2 miles he can go. He won't cross over a cemetery. But 3,000 miles? You go from America to Israel. Of course you're going to go over a cemetery in Europe. Cemeteries all over. How is that possible? So he has a very difficult tshuva. He has around 6-7 suggestions. I didn't think any of them made any sense. He was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer was a super genius. So all of his Talmidim tried to imitate him, but you can't imitate a genius. Even if you are a genius or you're not a genius. So his tshuvas are not as strong at all as the Avnei Nezer. Anyway, that's a big issue. Rav Soloveitchik said even the Hasidim who daven always mincha after the shkia all week long, but on Friday night they can't do that. Because Friday night, it's ben hashmashes. After the shkia is already ben hashmashes. Ben hashmashes to sefer Shabbos bal kocha, whether you like it or not. It doesn't depend whether you want to be mekabel. Ben hashmashes safik em safik lad. So how can you daven tefillah skol? I think the Balatanya has that in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So they should used to say that. There is an interesting question raised why one of the Balei HaTosfos quoted by the Mordechai, we don't have it in Tosfos. Mordechai Megillah quotes this question. How can the Gemara say Rav Tzolish Ol Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos and he made Kiddush, but Kiddush is learned out from Chumash Torah Shebichsav, which is Mochomer, a Din D'Arais or a Din D'Rabban? A Din D'Arais is Mochomer than a Din D'Rabban. So let's say someone is only mechuyev in mitzvahs. Atshah lekotn shegiel lechinuch is mechuyev to say kiddush, and his parents are gedolim. They're older than bar mitzvah, so the child cannot say kiddush to be motzi the parents. Mishena mechuyev b'dover, and motzi aser am dechavos. And the child is only mechuyev in the rabban. The parents are mechuyev in ator. They can't be motzi. A lot of times the father goes away for Shabbos, and the mother feels uncomfortable saying kiddush, and almana says her own kiddush. But she's not an almana, so she doesn't want to feel. The European women would feel uncomfortable saying their own Kiddush. So the last the child is not bar mitzvah to say Kiddush. That's not acceptable. The child is only mechuyev in the rabbanim. He's not on the same level of chiyev as the father. So here the Mordechai quotes of Bala Tosfos, yes, this kasha. How can you say Kiddush during this man of Tosefes Shabbos if Tosefes Shabbos is based on Tosefes Shemitah, which is only halacha l'moshe Mesinai? So at that time, you're only mechuyev mitam halacha Torah shebal peh, and a chiyuv of kiddush is the pasuk and aseres hadibur zachar, zachreihu al ayayin. You're mechuyev midaraisa mikach Torah shebichsav. So a chiyuv Torah shebichsav is stronger than a chiyuv Torah shebal peh. That's an interesting assumption. Where does it say that? The chiyuv said this year we learned gittin. So the Gemara says sometimes a rare case of kina rabbani kedusha minei. The Gemara says Tenech the Kodesh Bekaspa, Kodesh Bebiya Ma'ika Lamema. Why is Kodesh Bekaspa easier to understand the Kodesh Bebiya? So the Kesu Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, because Kiddush Kesu is only Torah Shebal Peh. Kiddush Bebiya is Torah Shebichsav. So Torah Shebal Peh is not as Chomer as Torah Shebichsav. Wow. That's a Mechudish Dika Rambam. A big Chiddush. So the Prima Gaudim in his Psicha Kalelis, in his general introduction to all of Torah Shebal Peh, quotes a Yerushalmi that assumes like that. A kain gadol and is not allowed to be metame lemeisim, only if it's a meis mitzvah. A kohen hedyot also, if it's not one of the seven, only metame to a meis mitzvah. A nazir is not allowed to be metame even to the seven relatives, only to a meis mitzvah. So the two types of nazir. There's a nazir, he's mekabel naziris for a year, for 5 months, about 1 month, whatever. Then there's a Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam doesn't say in Chumash. Nazir Olam is only Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. So the Yerushalmi has on in Nazir, if there are two people going on the road and they bump into a Jewish Meis Mitzvah, nobody has a cell phone to call the Chevra Kadisha, so one of them is going to have to be Metame L'Meis to bury the Meis Mitzvah. So one of them is a Nazir Olam. He's only because Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. The other one is a real Nazir. A Nazir for a year, something like that. So the one is a nazir based on Torah Shebichsav is more chomer than the one is a nazir olam, because nazir was only known through halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So one is more chomer than the other. So whenever you have to violate an iser, akal akal tchila, let the nazir olam be metame. That's a chiddush in the Yerushalmi. That nazir olam is only known through halacha l'moshe m'sinai, so it's a lower level chiyuv. The one is nazir stam, nazir shloshim yom, nazir a year, a two, whatever. That's Mochomer. So that's what the Mordechai is assuming and asking his Kasha. He asked the Kasha, how can you be Yotze Kiddush during this man of Tosefes? If Tosefes is derived not from the Pasuk, B'yom, how to say, B'tisha L'Chodesh B'Erev. If you learn out Tosefes Shabbos from Tosefes Yom Kippur, B'tisha L'Chodesh B'Erev, then it's Torah Shebichsav. But if you're learning out from Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Tosefes Shviyas, so the whole institution of Tosefes is only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And Kiddush is Torah Shebichsav. So how will you Yotze Chiyuv Torah Shebichsav by doing it during the Zman of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? It's like Eina M'Chuyi B'Dover. An interesting kasha. It would never have occurred to me. They have such an Einfalt. They have such a kasha. The question, he gives an answer that's questionable. The Mogadam talks about the Mogad Avram quotes this Mordechai. Mogad Avram Tilchus Kiddush. There is a shaila, what if a woman forgot and she benchlich and she forgot to daven mincha? So what should she do now? We usually assume, Ashkenazim assume, that after you mekabel Shabbos, you're not allowed to daven tefillas chol. Chacham Avadye writes that for Sfardim it's not a problem. They don't hold like that. They only hold if the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos, then the person that didn't have mincha can't have mincha. But if only a yochid was mekabel Shabbos, he can't have mincha. So he says that Sfardim don't have any problems. But the problem is for Ashkenazim. So Rabbi Kineger on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Pi Megadim, raises that child. What's a din? A woman forgot to daven mincha, and she benched licht, and we assume a woman benched licht, she's mekabel tosefes Shabbos. So what should she do regarding mincha? So one possibility is she should daven Ma'ariv twice. She should daven Ma'ariv first from Ma'ariv, and then the second time make a tashlum from because now let daven mincha. Another suggestion is she should daven a Ma'ariv dikeshman esrei for mincha. Again, daven Ma'ariv twice, but not the first one for Ma'ariv and the second one tashlum for mincha. No, say the same shman esrei twice. She was mekabel Shabbos, so she has to leave out from atochayne to the end of shemei tefillah. So let us say after kiddushta. Let us say the Shabbos Dikah Shmona Esrei from Mincha. She was Mekabel Shabbos, so she can't say all that. So that's that happens every so often. A woman forgets the daven Mincha, and then she bench licht. So a lot of times the husband has this Einfalt on his own without knowing. Rabbi Kiveger quotes it from the Prima Gaon without knowing that. A lot of times the husbands figure out this. Let it daven Ma'ariv for the purpose of Mincha. The Netziv has a tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik once dedicated the whole Yotzeit Shir to this tshuva in the Netziv. Rav Soloveitchik used to have Yotzeit for his father on Gimel Shvat. So every year he would give a major Shir for 4 hours, and the Shir in Gemara for 2 hours, then a drasha that was based on the Hashkofa, that was based on the Halacha that he developed before. So one year he spoke about this tshuva in the Netziv. A woman benched licht on Erev Yontif, and then the woman received a telegram before Shkia that a relative of hers died. So she right away took off her shoes. On Yontav, you're not allowed to demonstrate any simanim of avelus. But it wasn't Yontav, it was before Shkia. But it was Tosefes Yontav. She was Mekabel Yontav. She benched licht before. So she took off her shoes. So the shaila was, if you began to observe Avelis before Yantav, then Yantav canceled Shiva. But if you didn't, so she observed Yantav for 10 minutes. She took off her, she observed Avelis for 10 minutes. But maybe since she was Mekabel Yantav, once she benched Licht, so maybe she's, you're not allowed, once you're Mekabel Yantav, maybe you're not allowed to sit Shiva. So then after Yantav is over, she has to sit Shiva all the 7 days. Like if she would find out that someone died in the middle of Yantav, then you can't begin Shiva, then you have to wait till after Yantav is over, and then you begin the Shiva. So that's what the Netziv talks about. During the Zman of Tosefis, all the Dinim of Shabbos apply, or you only say Tosefis is only relevant for Issa, Malach, and for Kiddush. So that's a major discussion. There's a Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah, where the Ramah says, even if you mekabel Yantav early, Erev Sukkahs, you shouldn't sit in Sukkah and say Kiddush when the sun is still shining, because you can't say Leishav HaSukkah. Just like on Leil Pesach, he can't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah morer in Korban Pesach during this manner of Tosefis. So there's a gzereshav chamishaser chamishaser. So he can't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah during this manner of Tosefis. Yeah, not everybody agrees to the first step. Not everybody agrees that Tosefis says like that, because it says for erev toch lematzis, or it says v'ochlos habasa balayla hazeh. So the matzah and the Korban Pesach have to be eaten. Balayla can't be yotze matzah and Korban Pesach during this man of Tosefis. Not everybody agrees. There is a Tosfei HaRosh in Brachas who says not so. He says if you mekabel yontif early on Erev Pesach, you can eat, they have the whole Seder on Erev Pesach and finish benching and everything before the sun sets. You can be mekayim all the mitzvahs during this man of Tosefis. But Tosfei says you can't. Tosfei says it says by Erev Toch LaMatzis, and says Vachlas Abasa Balayla Hazeh, you can't be yotzei the matzah and the Korban Pesach during this man of Tosefet. Then you have the Gzereshav Chamishosar Chamishosar linking up the mitzvah of Yeshiva Besukeh with the mitzvahs on the night of the Seder. So that's where Yisrael can't fulfill the mitzvah of Leishav Besukeh during this man of Tosefet. It has to be Balayla. So that's what the Ramah says. If you're going to say Kiddush before this, if you're going to be Mekabel Sukkahs early, and you're going to say Kiddush during this man of Tosefet, you can't say the mitzvah Leishav Besukeh. They quote the name Rab Chaim. He didn't understand why not. I understand, he says, that you can't be yotze the mitzvah of Yeshiva Besukeh during this man of Tosefis, because it says over there by Matzeh, Vachos Habasa, by Laila Hazeh, and by the Korban Pesach, by the Matzeh, it says, by Erev Tochel Matzeh, by Laila. But the mitzvah of Yeshiva Besukeh applies the whole duration of Sukkahs. For all 7 days, you sit in Sukkah. So if you're Mekabel Tosefis, Sukkahs early on Erev Sukkahs, true, you can't be yotze the mitzvah of Laila Harishayin during this Zman of Tosefis, not yet Laila, but you can be kind of mitzvah of Kol Shiva sitting in Sukkah. Why can't you say Leishav HaSukkah? So that's what the latest Svarim, Debi Yecheskel. Debi Yecheskel is a sefer written by one of the Rabbanim who gave Shurim in Slabotke Yeshiva, famous Slabotke Yeshiva. So he quotes Rab Chaim Ester Kasha on the Ramah. He says, obviously, the Ramah is Cheshish for that opinion in Tosefis, that Tosefis Shabbos is only for Melacha and for Kiddush. That's all. You can't do any, it can't be kind, none of the other mitzvahs. Simchas Yontav doesn't apply, and Yeshiva Besukeh Kol Shiva doesn't apply either. That's a big machlek. So that's what the Netziv is debating. The woman was Mekabel Yontav early, she benched Licht early, and then she got a telegram that a relative died, so she quickly took off her shoes. So the shayla is when you mekabel yontif early, is it only for malacha and for kiddush, or does it go for the mitzvah of simcha also? If it goes on the mitzvah of simcha, then mitzvah of simcha and avelis is tied to the sasri, then she had the right to take off her shoes. So that's what the netziv has a tshuva halacha lamaisa. What's the din? According to the Rambam, that there's no according to the third view that the Steichemet quoted, according to the Rambam, Tosefis Shabbos Yontav just doesn't exist. Not Menator, not Mederabonin. So how will you say Kiddush? When you say Kiddush, the Rambam quotes the Gemara. Rav Tzodesh Shal Shabbos, Beru Shabbos, he dab Marv after plug him in, and then he said Kiddush, and then he started eating the meal. How can be Yotze Kiddush during this man of Tosefis? So the Rambam explains why. He says Kiddush, there's no din. Tosefis assumption is, you only Yotze Kiddush if you recite it on Shabbos. The Rambam says, no. You can say Havdalah before Shabbos is over. That's a Gemara. You can recite Havdalah. You don't say Bar Mi'ari Ho'esh. You don't say Bar Minim B'Sam because you still have the Neshama Yisera until Shabbos is over. But if a person knows he won't be able to say Havdalah ala kos hamitzoi Shabbos, more so they say Havdalah on Shabbos. It's Shabbos is not over yet. So you see, they say Havdalah. The Rambam says, you see, they say Havdalah. Somach litzias haShabbos, even a little before Shabbos is over, a little after. So Kiddush also, there's no requirement that Kiddush, the Rambam holds, no requirement that Kiddush has to be recited on Shabbos. He can recite Kiddush b'chol. There's no such thing as Tosefta Shabbos coin to the Rambam. So if you dab a Ma'ariv early, it doesn't become Shabbos yet, and you can still say Kiddush. Kiddush is Samach L'Knes HaShabbos. Samach L'Knes HaShabbos. Even though it's not yet Shabbos. The Gemara in Sukkah has a pasuk that women are mechuyev in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Why do you need an extra pasuk to be marba women? Because Tosefes Shabbos is not a lav. Women are mechuyev to observe Ish v'akasel yish v'lish v'chol onshin shabbater for lavim. The women are mechuyev in all the lav, except for payas, because women, it's not normal that women don't have to have the lady with the beard in the circus. Okay, but that's not normal. That's irregular. So a woman, even if she has a beard, she's allowed to shave with a razor. But every other loy sase applies to the women. But mitzvah sase, as my grandma, women are potter from. So the Gemara says, ma'u detema, one might have mistakenly thought that since in Zman of Tosefes, there's only an essay, it is a mitzvah shma grama, and there's no kores. So I would have thought that women are potter. So I need a pasuk to be marba kol ha'ezer v'yisrael the rabbis noshim. That women are also mechuyev to observe Tosefes Shabbos. So why did the Gemara throw in that there's no kores? And if there would have been kores, then it would have been better. So you see from the Gemara that whenever there's a mitzvah, the Gemara said that's only an essay. Masif Mechala Kodesh is only an essay. It's not a lois essay. So it's an essay shazman grama. So women should be potter. So you see from the Gemara that if you have a mitzvah sase that has kores, let's say we have two, you have Pesach and Milo. There's a mitzvah sase that has kores. So there's such an idea, there's such a taisus and Megillah like that, avchofa bebeis. When you have a mitzvah sase that's punishable with kores, it must be that there's an iser essay. It cannot be that there's a punishment of a kores for failing to fulfill a mitzvah. Kores is a punishment for having violated an avera. So it must be that such an essay is an iser essay. An iser essay, women are mechuyev, even if it's zman grama. Women are only exempt from a mitzvah essay, says zman grama, kiyum essay. But an iser essay is zman grama, women are mechuyev. So that's what the Gemara says. During the zman of Tosefes, there is no kores. So therefore, it's not an iser essay, it's only a kiyum essay. So that's what the Gemara says. I would have thought that it's a mitzvah essay, says zman grama, women are potter. So Kamash Malon from the Ribay that women are mechuyev. Let me close with this. When the Gemara says that you can recite Havdalah on Shabbos towards the end of the day, before Shabbos is over, let's say a relative dies on Shabbos, and you know as soon as Shabbos is over, the person is going to be in a state of aninus. He won't be permitted to observe any mitzvahs. So a group of Svardish Achrayim write, let him say Havdalah late in the afternoon on Shabbos, because if he's going to wait till Matzah Shabbos, he won't be allowed to say Havdalah. The Ashkenazic Poskim don't hold like that. You look in Hilchah Shabbos, the Taz and the Magen Rambam, they all hold it's not so. If you know that on Matzah Shabbos, you won't be able to say Havdalah because it'll be Potter, so you're not mechuyev to say earlier. That's a difference in practice between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. So Tosfos has a comment on this Gemara. The Gemara says, if a person knows he won't have a chance to say Havdalah Matzoi Shabbos, so let him say Havdalah before Shabbos is over. So Tosfos says, only if it's a big Shas Hadchak. Why? Because otherwise, there's a mitzvah lehoseh mechol al HaKadosh. So what's he saying Havdalah early for? So the Tzlach is a Sefer on Brachas written by the Nadi Behuda. So the Tzlach, it was in Tziyun LeNefesh Chaya. People think it has something to do with Zionism. It has nothing to do with it. What is Tziyun? A memorial to his mother. His mother's name was Chaya. She passed away. So he called the Sefer Tziyun Nefesh Chaim. Same thing on the Sefer Mitzvah. So Rambam, you have Astogas of the Ramban. Then one of the Gedolim in the early 1600s wrote the commentary, Megillas Esther. His mother passed away. So he wanted to, as he went to print, his mother passed away. So he wanted to memorialize the mother. So he called the Megillas Esther. His mother's name is Esther. She didn't write the Sefer, though. The good Sefer, whoever wrote it, he wrote the Sefer. So the Tzlach Esther Kasha, what do you mean it's a mitzvah? If a person says Havdalah, let's say half an hour before Shkia, late Shabbos afternoon, he still has to observe Shabbos till the end of the day. Shabbos doesn't end because he said Havdalah. You have to wait till Tzeisar Kachav. So what does Tzeisar mean? It's not proper, unless it's a big Shas HaTchag, it's not proper to recite Havdalah Mibod Yom, because it's a mitzvah that has to be Mechal HaKadosh. Let it be Mosei Mechal HaKadosh. You have to wait, just because it said Havdalah, Shabbos doesn't end. You have to wait till it says Kham, so wait another half an hour. Wait longer after it says Kham. So then the Tzlach Es HaKasha. So Rav Soloveitchik said, it would appear from the Tosfos that their opinion is that once you said Havdalah, it's impossible to make Tosefes Shabbos. Even if he said Havdalah Mabod Yom before the Shkia, you have to wait till Tzeisar Kachav. But once you said Havdalah, it's already you're unable to make Tosefes. So that's what Tosefes says. Under normal circumstances, the proper practice is that you should be Moseh Mechal HaKadosh. So you should try to avoid saying Havdalah earlier. Oh, I forgot. Wasn't the last thing. So what's the earliest you can be Mekabel Shabbos on Erev Shabbos? So on Shulchan Aruch it says Plaga Mincha. Rabbein Yonah said, the Rabbein Yonah said Shkia. From Shkia till 3 1/4 mil after the Shkia. As much of that as you want, you can make Tosefes Shabbos. And we usually assume not like that. Rabbein Yonah Shulchan says from Plaga Mincha. What's the longest you can be Moseh Mechal HaKadosh into Matzoy Shabbos? Until Tuesday night you can make Havdalah till Tuesday night. But you can't be Moseh Mechal HaKadosh. So what's the longest? So Rav Soloveitchik said he heard from his father, and years later he found the Tshuvas HaGadim, it says like that. The Gemara in Psochim, next to the last Perek, talks about Derech Rechoika. So the Gemara in Psochim says that Seis HaKachovim is the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 mil. A mil is either 18 minutes, or the way Professor Leo Levy writes, he thinks 18 minutes is a mistake. Mishnah Berurah always assumes 18 minutes. He thinks it's really supposed to be 22 and a half minutes. Okay, so the Gemara says Seis HaKachovim is 4 mil after the Shkia. 4 mil after the Shkia, 22 and a half minutes times 4. That you wait till doomsday. The sky is full of stars at that. How can it be? That's what the Vilna Gaon said. No, he said that's a mistake. Rabbi Natama understood the Gemara. The first 3 1/4 mil is Vadayom. And then the next 18 minutes is Bein Hashmashes. And then say, so Kohavim is 4 mil after the Shkia. 4 times 22 and a half is an hour and a half. It's a long, 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 long time. So the Vilna Gaon said that's a mistake. 4 mil after Shkia is Seis Kol HaKachovim. What's the significance? For traveling people. People travel by foot from Alos HaShachar till Seis Kachovim. That's been a gate to calculate when is Derech Rechoika, when is the Derech Rechoika. It's not the gate to Seis HaKachovim. And the Seis HaKachovim, Bein HaShmashes begins at Shkia, and then 3 1/4 mil, that's going to be Bein HaShmashes, that's going to be Bein HaShmashes, then it's going to be Seis HaKachovim. In Eretz Yisrael, that season of the year. You have to. It depends what part of the globe you live on. Depends on latitude and longitude. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said like this, for those who follow the Vilna Gaon, that Seis HaKachovim is 3 1/4 mil after the Shkia, and the 4 mil is Seis Kol HaKachovim. So that's probably the upper limit. You can't make the Sefer Shabbos past Seis Kol HaKachovim. The whole sky is full of stars. But if the question is, but if you hold like the Rabbi Natam, then it's not Seis HaKachovim till 4 mil later, because you need Gimel HaKachovim Bein Aniyim. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Achush Makrish. You see that Rabbi Natam's not right. 4 mil and after the Shkia, the whole sky is all full of thousands of stars. How can you say that's only Gimel HaKachovim Bein Aniyim? It's even the HaKachovim Ketanim are visible then. But that's what the Rabbi Natam holds. So if it's not Seis HaKachovim till Dalet Milan, so when is the upper limit of Tosefes Shabbos. So he said, his father said, midnight. Can't go past midnight. So he said he found that in the Tshuvas HaGadolim. A couple of years ago, we were touring in the summertime in Russia. So we spent one Shabbos in Moscow. Next Shabbos we spent in St. Petersburg. So that season of the year was in July. That season of the year, there is no Tzeis HaKochavim in St. Petersburg. It gets Shkia, and then it's Bein HaShemashes until Zricha, until the sun goes up. So when is Shabbos over? So they all the people, all the Jews who live there, make Havdalah on Sunday morning after Shachris, because they observe Shabbos until midnight. Up until midnight belongs to Shabbos, and after midnight is Alos HaShachar for tomorrow. So if they're going to say Havdalah after midnight, they're not allowed to drink the wine, because it's before Shachris. Usually by us, no problem. After Tzeis HaKochavim is Laila, you can't daven Shachris. So you're allowed to eat Malava Malki, you're allowed to eat. But there, you can't eat, because after midnight, it's already Alos HaShachar. The whole time is Bein HaShemashes for a couple of hours. So they all make Havdalah Sunday morning. Those who live there make Havdalah Sunday morning. Those who live in Gateshead also. A lot of times the Shkia is so late, they come so late, that the children would all go to sleep. They would all make Havdalah Sunday morning after davening. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that he found the Tshuvas HaGadolim like that, that if you all like the Rabbeinu Tam, the upper limit that you can Meisim Mechal Al HaKadosh is not past midnight. Okay? That's the story about Masif and Mechal Al HaKadosh. We are going to start the June's Man Shiurim on Tuesday. Of what? It's coming Tuesday, after Shavuos. And we're going to start with, they took a democratic vote, and we're going to start with Yeridei Chela Gimel Hilchas Bris Mila, then Hilchas Pidyon HaBen a little bit, and then we'll see how much time we have to learn what. Okay? A good Yom Tov, everybody. I plan to be here for Yom Tov. I'm going to speak four times.